Good afternoon, friends, and most welcome to the special Wow series. As promised, we have been recording a lot of people who have inspired and transformed many lives. So today also, it is my pleasure and honor to have with us a wonderful young gentleman who has worked a lot and has helped many people. So to welcome on the stage today, we have a versatile personality. His name is Sufyan. Isn't it a wonderful name? And currently, he's working as a customer relation advisor with Tech Mahindra. And before that, also, he has worked at many places and has mentored a lot of youth. So, most welcome, Sufyan, on the virtual platform.
Thank you so much, ma'am, for such a wonderful introduction. I'm so glad.
I am honored to have you. We have been connected from so many years, but never got an opportunity to actually have an interaction with you. Now, firstly, I would like to tell you that this is not just a Wow series, but my main aim is to help the youth in figuring out their passion and in also understanding, for example, like you are working as a customer relation advisor. So for a person who is looking for a customer advisor, so please let them know and help them by telling them about what are the roles and responsibilities that a person has to do in case he joins at this particular position.
Sure, ma'am. So basically, it's a customer service, and we all know what is customer service. I would say it is the heart of any organization. Customer service is the face of the organization. So a good customer service can, create a corporate image in the minds of clients and consumers, whereas a bad customer service can hit the reputation.
Oh,
So
wow.
the main,
Very strong
yes.
statement and means a lot. You are absolutely correct. Because, see, as a soft skills trainer, I keep saying that words are very powerful. They have a lot of impact. And so that can be used wisely if you are serving customers. And I also tell them that customers are the king, isn't it?
Yes, very true.
So, what are the kind of challenges that you come across?
All right, okay. So the main challenges that we come across, it's so basically, I am handling UK customers. All right. So as you all know, that communication skill is, I would say, the basic requirement of the job. If you can not able to communicate your ideas, if you're not able to convince the customers, then your job will be at stake. So the
Absolutely.
main challenges is what my colleagues face is they are not able to understand the accent. And they may have a lot of ideas and opinions in their mind, but they are not able to articulate them to the customers. They are not able to persuade them.
Okay, so help me
So
in making us a little better, at a better stake, like when you say that. It's not easy to convince people. And secondly, you also stated that as you are dealing with the abroad people, like US people, so it's difficult for you as an Indian to understand their accent. So, how do you feel that you are meeting up these two things, convincing people and with the accent?
all right. So I'll tell you, I actually, I've completed, I'm from the management background. So I'll tell you brief introduction, a short story about my life. I was very introvert. I was very good at academics. But when I started working with multinational companies, I realized that I'm very hesitant. I'm not able to put across my ideas. I have so much of information in my mind, but I was so I was having a lot of fear in my heart. So realized that it's so easy to work with machines, okay? But when it comes to work with people, it
Yes.
was a big challenge for me because I realized that we human beings are very complex creatures and we are governed by, emotions. So,
absolutely.
Yes, and so, it's very difficult to deal with humans, and it's so easy to control machines, to work with machines, to work with computers and laptops.
Yes.
So I realized the need of learning the soft skills.
Mm-hmm.
And, the first thing when I put it on YouTube about soft skills, it took me to your video.
I am highly obliged and honored. Okay.
Yes. So then I realized that how important the soft skills and, public speaking in your life, they play a vital role, not only in your work life, but also in your personal life. And, then I started working. So initially, I was, though I was very good in academics, I secured passed with flying colors in my studies, but I was lacking these skills in my life, okay, due to which I have faced many rejections, Then I started working these skills, and I strongly believe that anyone who can speak can become better at it. The only thing is that you have to incorporate few helpful tips, and it is a worth learning skill, I would say.
Absolutely. I firmly agree when you say that it's very easy for a person to work with machines, laptops, or any kind of gadget because we have the remote control and machines are supposed to follow whatever instruction we give them. But dealing with human beings is very challenging because we are emotional and a lot more goes in when you are dealing with human. You need to be empathetic. You need to be a good listener. And especially if you are taking care as a department of customer care or customer service, because you just can't shout at them. You just can't enforce people to agree to whatever you are saying. So I'm sure that it's not easy for you to face those challenges. But talking about understanding the accent of different people, from different countries. How do you manage that?
So what I did is I took the help of social media a lot. I started watching movies, web series. And this is how I have improved their accent, okay? But my main challenge, at the beginning of my career was I was not able to put my ideas across efficiently, okay?
Oh,
I realized the need of the hour. And then I started working on this skills, and I have seen a transformation in my career. So now I have been a top performer in my team.
Wonderful. Congratulations. Proud of you.
Thank
huh?
you.
Wonderful. So I'm sure it must have been a consistent hard work, isn't it?
Yes.
So
yeah, reputation is the mother of all skills, ma'am. I strongly
good
believe.
To know that it's good to know that you started watching a lot of things which finally helped you in understanding their accent. Now, as you have mentioned, you love to read a lot, travel, as well as do a lot of teaching. So which was the last place you traveled?
Recently I traveled to UAE. Okay, it was a 4-day trip. Okay, and traveling helps you to rejuvenate yourself,
Absolutely.
When you travel, and I love to travel alone because when I spend time with myself, I get very creative ideas in my mind.
Yes,
so I
absolutely.
Prefer traveling alone. Yeah.
Okay, so what is the subject that you like to teach, and with which age group?
I would love to teach communication skills, to the youth, public speaking skills. I'm very passionate about speaking because I think that, if you can speak, you can influence. And if you can influence, you can bring a change. And who doesn't want, a change in their life? And public speaking is vital, as I said, both professionally and personally, because it is the top skills, okay, that is required, of all the transformation skills that is required to succeed in life. And I would specially love to teach youth because, you know, I found specially Asians, okay, Indians, Asian peoples, okay, India, because India is such a huge and diverse country and peoples are so talented. But, you know, the biggest hurdle that face that they are not able to express themselves effectively.
Absolutely. Now, the moment I asked you which is the company you are working with, you had sent me the name of a website. What is that company?
Okay, all right. So just give me one moment. Okay, so basically Tech Mahindra is actually my previous organization. Okay, it's a multinational company. Currently I'm working with a UAE based company. It is called Batil. Okay, Batil is a luxurious brand. Okay, we have a top-notch customers over here.
How do you spell that? I'll just type it in the chat box for everybody's understanding. Batel.
That's correct.
Okay, batil.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Now you can go ahead. What is it dealing with?
So Batil is the grower, producer and distributor of the finest organic dates, okay, worldwide. So it's a luxurious brand, you know. So the dates are completely organic, means we, you know, dates of course are very good for your health. You must be knowing it. Okay.
Absolutely.
And I was surprised when I joined the brand. I was surprised that you know, that dates are also popular in India. Means, you know, we have politicians, celebrities, you know, coming to our store. So Batil deals with the finest organic dates, gourmet products, okay, made up of you know, olives, dates and vinegar, and it also deals with exquisite gifting packs.
Wonderful. So like dealing with dates and gifting packs, but what is the USP of the company? Why do you feel it is the best or it is different?
It is the best store because it has got very unique, you know, unique brand. It's a food industry hospitality, okay, which deals with, as I mentioned, you know, the dates are organic. It is gluten-free. So we do not use any kind of pesticides, chemicals or preservatives, okay. We deal in plain dates and filled dates, okay. And the cost of the date is 6,000 per kg. So you can imagine the quality of the dates, okay. And Batil has its own farm. I mean, you know, the headquarters is in UAE, but the farming is in Saudi. So, yeah, you know, only 5% of 100% fresh dates are put on the platter. So, you know, when 70%, when dates are grown in a palm tree, okay, 70% are picked when they are of pea size. And, you know, and 30% are left on the tree so that, you know, they can, to grow in an ideal environment so that they can absorb more nutrients from the tree. 70% are crushed and put into as a, you know, as a fertilizer. So, you know, it is completely vegan. Means no animal processing is used while farming.
Okay.
And yeah, and you know, the customers are the first person to touch the dates with bare hands.
Oh, so I'll give you one exercise. Let me see how you justify. If I'm your customer, but I'm not fond of the company, okay, you are talking about. So how will you convince me to buy the product?
Okay, sure. So it's a very easy. So just imagine that you enter in my store, okay, and you don't know anything about Batil. So first I'll give a brief introduction about what my company is, okay. So as I mentioned, the dates are completely organic. It is vegan free. It is completely vegan. And we don't use any pesticides. Dates are very nutritious, okay. They are good for your immune system and for your digestive system.
But I'm already buying it from some other company. Why should I buy this?
Because Batil is the only grower, producer and distributor of dates worldwide, okay. It has its own firm in Saudi, as I mentioned. And the unique selling points, means, are you trying to focus on the unique selling points?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm trying to.
All right.
Trying to do that. Yes.
So basically, you know, dates not only good. Okay. So Batil is a luxurious brand, okay? And it started in 1991. The first boutique started in in Saudi, okay?
If
Followed
I
by
don't
Dubai.
want to know, if I don't want to know the history behind it, then how will you convince me? See, I am a difficult customer.
I love difficult customers, you know, because you learn a lot from difficult customers.
So I don't want to know
Okay, so
about
the
the
first point that I
history.
will tell you
Huh.
that our dates are expensive because they are organic, they are vegan, so no animal processing is used in farming,
Okay, now
and
hold on. The moment you use the word telling the customer that this product is expensive, do you think still the customer would be eager to buy the product? Because most of the customers love to hear the words like offer price, discount, or very economical, pocket friendly words like these. Don't you feel that? So
right.
why do you think people would love to hear you?
Okay, no, because you know, normally our store is based in BKC, which is in Bandra Kurla Complex. Okay, it's in Jio World Drive. Okay, where we only get top-notch customers. But you know, a handful of customers do ask these questions that why it is so expensive. I mean,
Yes.
so we have to use our unique selling points over there. Most of the customers will not buy, you know, will not ask you this type of questions because they already know the client, and most of the clients are
Quality.
corporate clients, you know, corporate only
Wonderful.
walk-in customers. Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, I see a nice word written at the back. It says fluent life. So, what is your take on fluent life?
As I mentioned, you know, when I started my career, I feel the need, you know, of the art that I, you know, I started working on my weak points because I was struggling with communication and also public speaking. So, you know, in case if my manager asked me at my initial stage, if he asked my opinion and I become blank. So I
Okay.
felt the need. So I have completed my diploma in soft skills and business communication. And I feel that, you know, most of us are struggling with the same issue as what I was struggling in when I started my career. So I thought that why should not I add value to someone else's life? And I started working as a freelancer trainer, you know, with YouFaber. I completed their course and I started working as a freelancer trainer with them. So whenever I get the, you know, mostly I take 2 to 3 sessions on a daily basis. And I have clients pan India, you know. I trained many clients like from leading companies, okay, from students, homemakers to country heads as well. So
Wonderful,
I find
wonderful. Very vast experience you have. Please tell us something about the experience that you gained from JW Marriott. How was your experience and what was your learning? You had your internship with them, right? I hope you are there with us, connected. Are you there or you want to reconnect?
no, I am so sorry. There's a power cut in my area.
Okay.
Okay,
I
can you hear
hope
me?
things are fine now.
Yes.
Okay.
All
So
right.
I just wanted to know something about your experience with JW Marriott.
Sure. So I am from a hospitality background. Okay. And I have completed my studies from a very well-known college, which is in the heart of Mumbai city. Okay. It is located opposite to CST station, formerly known as BT. I hope you must be knowing this.
Yes.
And I've completed my internship from JW Marriott. It's a 5-star property. And I have been trained in all the 4 core departments of the hotel industry. You know, I started working with front office, you know, how to welcome a guest. I understand the term what is hospitality is. Okay.
Yes.
And then I have been trained, you know, to keep the aesthetic upkeep of the hotels, their maintenance, right from housekeeping department to food and beverage and, you know, housekeeping. So basically, you know, that was a learning procedure, a learning process for me at that time. And then I realized, you know, as I mentioned, you know, initially though I was good in academic, but I always wanted to be in my shell. I don't want to come out of my comfort zone. And then I realized that learning is a continuous activity. You learn, you know,
Yes.
it is a never ending process. It's not that you know, you have completed your studies, you got your degree, you have read some books. You learn from the day you born till you pass away.
Yes.
That's
Absolutely.
What experience
absolutely. And the best thing what you did was you started your career with hospitality, and that is something amazing. I'm sure those learnings are still helping you in the kind of like work environment that you are and what kind of work profile you are taking care, because each and everything that happens in our life, each and every experience, whether it is good or bad, shapes our future gradually and also empowers us to do our particular role in the best possible manner. So it was a pleasure hearing you and knowing the inner story and the challenges that you have faced in your career life. And it was nice to hear that the moment you wanted to learn something relating to public speaking or communication, you found me. So I am blessed. And the day you don't find me on Google at the topmost position, please do ping me. Please do tell me. I'll do something to make sure that I still exist. Okay.
Yeah, you are such an optimistic person. I means, your videos have really amazed me. It has, it has motivated me a lot, at the time of COVID, because I think you came to the virtual world, during pandemic, and that was amazing. Means, I have always been following you. I've recommended a few of my colleagues to, watch you as a soft skill trainer, because I have learned a lot of things from your videos.
Thanks
so,
a lot. It was a pleasure having you, and thanks a lot for sparing your valuable time and sharing with us wonderful messages. I'm sure the youth will benefit and will connect with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Richa. It was really nice talking to you.
Same
a great
here.
Session.
Thanks a lot. Thank you to you. So I love the way you interacted and love the way you spoke about so many wonderful things and so many takeaways that I'm sure my mentees are really going to be grateful to you. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.